With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. American employers have added a better-than-expected 177,000 jobs in April as the job market showed resilience in the face of President Trump's efforts to level the playing field in international trade. Some economists claim Mr. Trump's tariffs on imports to the U.S. have shaken financial markets as well as frightened businesses and consumers, but correspondent Ken Lorman reports economic statistics don't reflect that at all.
Bill Adams, chief economist at Comerica Bank, called the jobs report reassuringly normal, adding the fears of a softer labor market due to tariff uncertainty went unrealized last month, adding that there are signs that businesses are reining in plans for hiring and capital spending, and that consumers are turning more cautious toward discretionary spending. But Adams noted that the warnings come from surveys of businesses and consumers, but have not yet showed up in actual economic data. Ken Lorman, Washington.
The jobs numbers come in above economists' expectations for a modest 135,000, and the Labor Department reports the unemployment rate remained low at 4.2%. U.S. health officials are pushing to get artificial colors out of the nation's food supply.
U.S. health officials announced plans to persuade food companies to voluntarily eliminate petroleum-based artificial dyes by the end of 2026. The process to change from petroleum-based dyes to colors made from vegetables, fruits, flowers, and even insects won't be cheap or easy. Health advocates have long called for the removal of the dyes. They cite mixed evidence that the colors are linked to behavior problems and obesity in kids. John Scott reporting.
The Trump administration is asking the Supreme Court for access to Social Security information on millions of Americans. Republicans and the president have argued that legal actions aimed at blocking White House policies are in reality political attacks against Mr. Trump. This is SRN News. SRN's Michael Harrington answers the question, who is the regular churchgoer?
It depends on who you ask. A new poll from Lifeway Research finds that amongst Protestant Christians in this country, 59% say you have to go at least once a week to be considered a regular. The funny thing is, Protestant pastors are much less strict about it. The Lifeway report indicates that just 16% of clergymen say you have to be there every week to be considered a regular churchgoer. Overall, regular church attendance is down across the board. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Court of Session in Scotland says public schools cannot allow males to use female restrooms and locker rooms. That decision comes on the heels of Britain's highest court announcing this month that men who are living as women cannot be considered actual biological women. A growing number of European governments are now doing an about-face in response to growing popular opposition. News and analysis at srnnews.com. U.S. health officials are pushing to get artificial colors to the nation's food supply, and authorities now say that the U.S. has 935 confirmed measles cases this year. That's triple the amount seen in all of 2024. Two children and one adult have died from the illness this year. 10 states have active outbursts and outbreaks in Indiana, Kansas, Michigan, Montana, New Mexico, Oklahoma, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, and Texas. Texas has 683 cases. It is prevented by vaccines. Cases also have been reported in 19 other states as well. Aid workers say warehouses in northern Gaza have been looted as desperation for aid spikes after more than 2 months of Israel's blockade. Organizations in Gaza say looting has continued for several nights by unidentified armed and unarmed individuals. They've broken into UN aid groups, commercial warehouses, as well as bakeries, stores, and shops as well. You'll find more of these stories online at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor reporting.